Yo, what's up? Let's talk about Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey is the biggest sellout of this generation. He is an idiot. He is stupid. He is dumb. He makes up things that don't exist. I could have told you before, act like a man, think like a lady. I could have told you that was some BS. I could have told you a long time ago that was some bull. The movie's great, kinda, not really, but it's some bull. I mean, Steve Harvey is not who you think he is. Steve Harvey is not who he appears to be on television. Steve Harvey is really not a great guy. They talk crap about Steve Harvey. And that's not us. That's the production team. The people that's putting him on TV. The people who are, working with him. Or were working with him. Because he seems to be losing everything at this moment. And he might lose his wife. He gets fired from Little Big Shots. And they replace him with a white woman. All them butter biscuits gone, I guess. And then he gets fired from his own talk show, Steve. Butter biscuits, no butter biscuits, and ain't no butter biscuits over there. now they're talking about, unless he takes a pay cut, he's not going to be hosting Family Feud. They're going to terminate his contract, let it expire, basically. But Steve is the biggest sellout of this generation. He's the biggest moron, the biggest, he don't make no damn sense. Like what he said a little while ago, about rich people don't sleep. That was the dumbest. How is that funny? And they'll laugh and smile, and the audience will laugh and smile at it, and whatnot. When he shows a big horse looking teeth, and I don't know why he shaved his head. He looks dumb. He looks like something I can't say on this channel. I mean, but yeah. Steve thought, as a lot of, sellouts do, that you can, shuck and jive all the way to the top. What he told Monique, we black out here. We just can't tell the truth like that. We black out. Shut up. Ain't nobody care about that. Elijah Muhammad and Farrakhan, both said you got to tell the truth to the devil, to his face. And Malcolm X were all on that kind of trip. Telling the truth to the devil's face. You lying to the devil, smiling in his face and expect to be rewarded. Playing with the devil too. And then expected to be rewarded. No. And then his wife Marjorie, yeah. Seemed to me like she's a thought. To me, she seemed like she's kind of thoughty. I don't know about that. But that's between him and his wife. But it seemed like if she leaves because he lose three jobs, that she's thoughty. She was in it for the money. Never really loved Steve. Don't even like Steve. And that's the thing. Nobody likes Steve, come to find out. Bernie Mac didn't like Steve. Cedric Entertainment didn't like Steve. D.L. Hughley didn't like Steve. They worked with him. But really like him, hanging out with him, no. They're not really, no. And Bernie Mac had beef with Steve. And now we're seeing why. And he's too old for this. He's 60 years old. He's 60-something years old. He's too old for this. He's too old for this. I mean, this is not how you want to, leave your legacy. Leave, leave the world like this. You don't want to, you know, having issues with his son, you know, having issues with his wife, just get fired from 3 jobs. I mean, I don't know. But he thought those butter biscuits would last. It would never, it's not going to last. Those butter biscuits. Yeah. But yeah, you still, that's the thing. If he had stood up for himself as a black man, he would have got more. He would have had his own. Blessed child who has his own. I mean, he would have had his own, okay? He wouldn't have had to worry about NBC. He wouldn't have had to worry about none of that. You know, Family Feud taking the contract. He wouldn't have had to worry about none of that. But he didn't. He wanted to be the white man's slave. So, and, you know, be the house Negro, you know. And, you know, yes, master. No, master. And do everything they say, and they give and they reward him for it. And he think that he can, you know, be more prosperous doing that. It's coming to an end. It's come to an end. This is the end. This is like Michael. This is it. This is the end of his career. I tell you this. This is the end of his career. You will not see him in any movies, any shows, no comedy specials, no none of that. No none of that. He's not going to have none of that. Steve is a true example of what, you know, what's going on with, you know, Omarosa. Omarosa thought, she, you know, then she found out this dude's actually right. That's a different kind of sellout. But, yeah, she thought this dude was real and found out he was fake. But he was the same person he was before. But then you got the great Dr. Carson. He's going to find out, if he hasn't already, that he needs to leave the White House. If he hasn't already. And then Herman Cain said something the other day about why, you know, black people are taught to hate Trump. No, Trump, you got to look at what he's doing, his actions. What he says, who he is. He's always been into that stuff. And now he's just very open with his white supremacy. It's very obvious. You can't say it ain't when it is. You know. But Steve Harvey is... I never liked the dude. I tell you this. I never liked the dude. I never liked his jokes. He always seems to criticize black folks. I mean, not on things that we need criticism on, just on, like, fashion and, you know, style and the way we dress and the way we walk and what we do versus his generation, which is, it's the same thing. It's just recycled into something else. But he always critical of black people. He can't tell a joke without, you know, telling a joke about on black culture. Tell some jokes on white culture. Go to Paul Mooney's house and sit down with him. He probably wouldn't sit down with you. But go ahead and try and sit down with him and write some white people jokes. Don't be always talking about us all the time. If you're going to talk about one person, talk about everybody. That's all. That's number one off the top. Monique says she's not going to celebrate Lee Daniels and Steve Harvey losing their jobs. I think that she should. Because... they have put her in a position for her to lose everything. So, to lose her career, to blackball her so she can't work. She can't do nothing. She can't do any comedy specials. She can't, for 7 years. I remember when I was in Jacksonville and Almost Christmas came out. And everybody applauded. All those black people applauded. The people that were trying to keep her out are black. So there's a connection there. I believe that she should celebrate because she was the core person that they attacked. You know, trying to keep her out for almost 10-15 years. I mean, they're still trying to keep her from things. I mean, they kept her out of movie 7 years, and she's just gracefully coming back. But still, there's not that many jobs that people want to take her, you know, to give her because of what, you know, Lee Daniels said and what, you know, that interview with Steve Harvey. She should have slapped the hell out of Steve Harvey for saying that, talking about the husband can't. Don't talk about this woman's husband. And don't talk about, we black out here. We just can't tell the truth like that. He be telling just garbage. Telling the truth, he just tell garbage. He just tell garbage. Just straight garbage, straight horse doo-doo. He don't do nothing or say nothing that is just remotely good for the black community. See, Nipsey Hussle gotta die, but we still got old sellout Steve Harvey. What kind of crap is that? Man tried to invest in his community, still investing. The money's still here. He's not here, but the money's still here. Investing in the community, you know, trying to build something. Hopefully Lauren can, you know, or his kids can, you know, take that over, you know. You know. But, yeah. That's just crazy to me. That's just crazy to me. But, yeah, his career is over, I believe. He's 60 years old, 60-something years old. His career is over. He's a sellout. He, you know, unless he joins up with Jesse Lee Peterson. Unless he joins up with Jesse Lee Peterson, that's the only way he's going to come back and just do, you know, that show he got on YouTube. That's the only thing that you know, he could do. But I caught on to him real quick when I was growing up, when he had hair, the Steve Harvey show. I get some things that the new generation does you don't like, but you have to respect it because that's not you, that's not your generation. It's just like people out here, you know, you might not sag, but somebody else might sag. It's a very, very different thing. Okay, you can say what your opinion on it, that's one thing, but when you just trying to go after people and say he shouldn't get this, he shouldn't get that, you would expect that. You really, this kind of behavior you would expect from, you know, people like Dave Chappelle, you know, Paul Mooney, you know, the people that just angry when they step on the stage. These angry comedians. Chris Rock is another one because he always criticizing black folks, not on things that we need criticism for. And plus, if you're going to talk about black folks, talk about everybody, because we're not the craziest ones in the jar. That's why Paul Mooney talks about white folks in most of his career. In most of his career and his act. He doesn't say the N-word anymore. But still, I mean, the focus is white folks, Hollywood, pop culture, things like that. Because you always got these sellout, you know, comedians or writers to come up with these things about to criticize black folks instead of, you know, there's no anti, you know, there's always, yes, I'll do it. There's no anti. Steve Harvey and the monkey joke, he's dead serious about that. He's dead serious about that. That is not a joke. I don't take that as a joke. Talking about he'd be the best monkey they ever, yeah, the audience was laughing because they thought it was a joke. It's really not a joke. He's serious about he would be a monkey for $10 million. He would be. He would be a stupid ass monkey. Shreveport Police Department sends 50 police officers to the wrong address. To bum rush elderly women and children. They sick a dog on one guy. He got bit while he's on the ground. You can see they sicked him on when he was on the ground. They come to the wrong home and send 50 officers over you know, because they had called the cops on, you know, people were fighting across the street, and they come to somebody's Mother's Day celebration. This is the craziest, this is the most craziest video that I've ever seen in my entire life. That's just cops doing whatever the hell they want to do, basically. You got people kind of fighting back because they're trying to protect the elderly women. They broke an elderly woman's toe because she said she got stomped so hard they broke her toe. You could see they didn't care. They didn't care. For years. Ever since the Me Too movement, I say, well, you got cops beating on and abusing and being brutal on women. They don't say nothing about that either, let alone men, black men getting shot or killed, or the women getting shot or killed either, black women getting killed either. A black woman got killed in Baytown, Texas. Me Too has not said nothing about that. These feminists are obviously white supremacists. Feminism is just white supremacy, an extension of white supremacy, because it's just a beef between the white man and the white woman. It has nothing to do. I understand black feminists or black women say they're black feminists, but who you rolling with? You can say that, but you can't roll with white feminists because you're just supporting white supremacy. Basically, you're a sellout. So, and they haven't ever said anything about, you know, killings of black women or killings of, you know, some of, or, you know, brutality of women. So they're out the mix. Basically, they don't care. Like Michael Jackson, they don't really care about us. Same thing. One man had to go to the hospital. You know, hard breathing. There was some arrest. It really shouldn't arrest nobody. And of course, Louisiana been a hot. Yeah, there's some parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas. You know, that, you know, they take advantage of them being a small town. So they think that they can just be, you know, they can brutalize people. And, oh, there's a fight, you know, in this little hick town. Let's grab our billy clubs and grab the dog and all this other stuff. And basically what happened was it started with black officers, black female officer telling her, you at the wrong house. It's across the street. Okay. So you got black people mixed in with the white people, and all of them are race soldiers and white supremacists. I would say them all white supremacists. If you support white supremacy, you're a white supremacist. If you go to Starbucks, to me, you're a white supremacist, because you're supporting white supremacy. They won't even let black people go to the bathroom. But that's a different issue. That's a different story for a different day. But these Shreveport, Louisiana. And Louisiana been hot because they've been arresting people for sleeping together to different races. So that's on the docket. That's on the reports, on their public reports. So, I mean, you can look it up. People have been arrested for that, for mixing the races. So I'm not really surprised at this. I'm surprised that they did it to elderly women and children, but they don't care about anybody. Babies, kids, toddlers, they'll kill them all. They'll kill women, men, children. They don't care. Your dog, your cat, your animal, your pet, whatever it is, your tortoise, they'll find a way to kill that. They'll kill your plants. They don't give a damn. They'll hurt anything. They'll be violent. Because that's basically what they are. They're violent. They have no brains. All bronze, no brains. And they're coming 50 deep.
to a situation that's peaceful and making it violent by striking people. Okay, I think the lady said something about pushing the officer in the back. It wasn't to push her per se to be violent towards her, to let her know, hey, you've got the wrong house. 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 You got the wrong house. And then after that, then they come back and they bring 50 deep. And that's what happened. And they tried to bum rush the house. That's the thing. You could see nothing but officers. White, black, it didn't matter. They're all race soldiers at the end of the day. They're all white supremacists trying to beat on. And the dudes trying to protect their mothers, their elderly mothers or their aunts or their, you know, their grandmothers from being beaten. You know? I could. Trying to tell them what it was. That is a civil rights lawsuit. That is a big class action lawsuit. Everybody there should sue. I mean, to get that money from that state. To get that money. I would get money from the state. Yeah. That was unnecessary force. Unnecessary force. Total unnecessary. And that's some punk stuff. You just gonna beat on a woman. You know, an elderly person. That is punk. That is a punk. You gonna beat on somebody's grandmother, somebody great aunt, somebody mother, elderly mother. That's dumb. Just grab any old body. But in that situation, see, these were the peaceful. These aren't the wolves. They were having a good time. They were eating. They were fellowshipping with each other. Okay? These were the calm kinds of black folks. These are not the wolves that are about to come out. I'm telling you. The wolves, because violent protest protects peaceful protest. The next time somebody, that Ferguson stuff, and all they did was peaceful protest, and they were throwing stuff and throwing tear gas and all this stuff, trying to light the place up. They won't try that again because they had the riots out there when somebody is protesting peacefully. Peaceful protest protects, violent protest protects peaceful protest. Without the wolves, you have nothing. But these weren't those kinds of people. If they were, it would have been like a lot of the videos I've been seeing lately, where you've got these young churn fighting the police back because they beating the hell out of somebody. One of their friends, a girlfriend or boyfriend, or trying to do such and such. We need to, all coasts, north, south, east, west, need to get more and more like that. If they beating the hell out of somebody, you need to get involved in that junk. Black shield, that's what I say. They got white shields. We need to be some black shields. You know, they might touch you, but when there's, you know, 30 people around, you know, actively sticking their hands in there, you know, they don't have to be violent, but just, you know, obstructing, stopping the officer, grabbing the officer, doing all this stuff, they're not gonna beat that person. One boy kicked him. He was just by himself. He kicked the officer in the face. Yeah, that disrupts their brutality. That disrupts them. You know? That disrupts their, you know, them trying to kill somebody. Them trying to beat the hell out of somebody. Something near to death. I get, you know, and then you got, you know, people. Because I'm one of them people. I'm not stopping unless it's a public area and somebody, there's something around there. It's lit. Or there's cameras. No, I'm not stopping. The But yeah, these weren't those kind of people. They were just shot because they were just having a good time. They were concerned about their neighbor. They figured, you know, first it started with two black officers, then the whole force coming down. And y'all think that that's not a civil rights violation, what they just did. And these states try to go in, you have to do it in our court. The reason why they have you go to their court for civil rights violation, so they can tell you what you can and can't do. But the federal law already says, that's the problem we still have in this country. Federalism is supreme. That's why Trump is so dangerous. Okay, because he's in an executive position where it could affect the whole country. Then you have Republicans supporting him. But the reason why they have you come to their court first is cheaper, number one. You could possibly get a judgment. Number two, quicker. And number three, control. To control how much the language, because they have their each state have their own constitution, so it's like, so they can control how that is interpreted, how the law is interpreted, the state law is interpreted. That's when people start taking it to the Supreme Court, because the state done ruled against them on an obvious violation. If it gets that bad, or they'll go to a different court, or go even higher, they might go to the state Supreme Court, then to the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court. But yeah, that is a violation of rights. Okay, they had no probable cause to be there. That's number one. Number two, unnecessary force. Didn't have to use that much force. The officers got bad with them first, so they came, they started radioing, they all came, honey. And I was listening to Phil Scott of the Advice Show, and he was saying that, you know, which he is right, that the, you know, they, you would have thought that they had called them all down, it was a terrorist attack. See, cops, see, I'm gonna tell you like it is. I'm more brutal than Phil. Phil got the YouTube restriction, okay? I don't know about Anchor, but Phil got the YouTube restriction. I tell you like this, cops like that, they die when some real stuff happened. They come in your car with a gun pointed or a gun out, and then, you know, act scary and whatnot, you know, and you ain't got nothing, and you scared because you think he born to kill you. That, them fear for your life kind of dudes, you know, the ones that actually fear everything, okay, they end up dying because they have more brawns than brains. To think about it, okay? They don't think. They're racist. They just have a racist mind, and that's how they think. Black person in the car, they're gonna kill me. We're not even the most dangerous people on the planet. The white man is. He should be scared of himself. But when real situation like that, and they call, you know, they're not gonna call no 50 cops down there to do nothing. No. Just like what happened in Texas. Everybody forgets that. What happened in Dallas? What happened in Dallas? The guy killed five officers. Five of them. Before they sent a robot in there. That's what cops do these days. They beat the hell out of you. Kill you. Back up and kill you. You know. And then when the real killer, murderer that come to kill cops, He get everybody. or the most before 50 people come out. If 50 people come out, they don't go in there. They, just like Baton Rouge, too. I remember in Dallas, it was, he had killed two, another one flatline. It was three, another one flatline. It was four, another one flatline. It was five. Before they sent a robot, then they sent a robot in there. See? How they use force. Number one. And those same cops that pull up at your window, fearing for their life, they end up dying. And I tell you how they end up dying in a traffic stop. The ones that don't think somebody is a threat is a threat. And some, and the people that are not a threat, you know, some people that are a threat to them, not a threat. They're seeing fabrication. They're seeing stereotypes. They're seeing racist, bias, you know, prejudice, outlooks. They're not looking at what it actually is. Okay? They're not. The tent ban, that's because the cop's getting killed. You kill a cop, it's easy to kill a cop. Okay? All you have to do is get out and start shooting. Okay? That's how cops drive. Die traffic stops. Okay? That's the real deal. They get shot or get shot or get shot at before they can draw their gun. But then they draw the gun on you with no gun. Like, yeah, on people that actually have a concealed weapon permit in front of their girlfriend and their child. But yeah, they do stuff like that. Cops do stuff like that. They're not looking at what's really actually going on. They have a fabrication of the real world. And it has nothing to do with their outlook. It has to do with what they're taught, with who they're around. Nobody wants to be around cops. Everybody hates cops. But people are not going to really kill cops unless they're absolutely crazy. Or they have a death wish, because they know that they got guns. Who don't know that? That's why the Marine, he was a Marine, he was ready to die. Okay, that's what they teach the Marines. He was ready to die. And the other Marine in Baton Rouge, he was ready to die. But it was a violent protest. That's what that was about. But cops don't die 50 deep. Like, they don't die 50 deep. Now, imagine this. Imagine somebody pulling out an AR-15. Okay, imagine that. Just start shooting. Then all them cops would have been dead. Okay? Just imagine that. Then they would have had a reason to bring down 50 more cops, or 100 more cops, or 200 more cops, or 2,000 more cops, or state police, federal police, all this other stuff. But see, they bring out 50 people for old people trying to celebrate Mother's Day with their churn. Crazy. Let's talk about Lee Daniels. I remember I was watching an interview, you know, with Mike Epps. About, you know, he was playing about the gatekeepers. Okay. I would say, I don't know who invented this whole gatekeeper thing, but that seems to me like that's some sellout junk. That's some sellout junk right there. Lee Daniels is obviously a gatekeeper. It is obvious that as soon as Monique didn't want to do what he had instructed her to do for free and go and travel for free, you know, no payment, no nothing, no pay travel, no none of that, that she was going to be exiled. And she only got, I think she only got $30,000 to do Precious. That's the movie she should have never, and I mean ever, ever did. They could have found somebody a little bit more desperate. And you see, this is where all these sexual things set, okay? I don't respect Lee Downs. I respect Spike Lee. And I respect, what's his name? Boys in the Hood. Boys in the Hood, he just passed away. I forget his name, but anyway, I respect him too. Great, great director. Going to be missed. But Lee Daniels, that's why I say, John Singleton got to die, but we stuck here with Lee Daniels. You see what I'm talking about? But him losing the job at the Empire and Empire going down, I would celebrate that show. I never really liked Empire. I was never a fan of it. The only people I really a fan of was P. Henson, Terrence Howard, and that's it. Because I know him from Best Man and other movies, you know. And P. Henson, Baby Boy, and a lot of other movies and whatnot. Legends. But the rest of them, Jesse Smollett, he made the show, you know, they don't want to associate with it. You know you under Fox. You know the only Fox, you know, love is a dead one. You should know that. Nas taught you that. And plus, Nas didn't really have to teach you that. What? You know the only Fox, the only dead black person Fox loves is a dead one. You know that. They don't love black people. They're not in love with black people. If they were putting something out like, you know, the scene where Jamie Foxx and Django, and he's on the horse. Who's on that nag? And they love that kind of stuff. But Fox don't love black people. It's obvious. They might put black people on, but they don't love black people. You got to go off. It's too much black. It's too much melanin. Well, they won't say melanin, but they'll say something else. But yeah, and plus he's a gatekeeper. Another gatekeeper. Trying to make a secret damn society in Hollywood. That's why you really can't make movies in Charleston. You can make, but they're going to have to go through Hollywood. It's going to have to go through California. California is nuts. But condom laws and all this other stuff, shut up. This is not South Africa should be coming up with some shit like that. We haven't reached to their point. I don't know if they've decreased it, but yeah, when Nelson Mandela was president, he was about that. Hey, you know about education of AIDS, HIV, because we're in a new world where we have to worry about these things. But and it becoming more and more, you learn more and more about it. But Lee Daniels, you know, strutting around with Oprah. It was the big three that, you know, messed Monique up. And she's blackballed for 7 years. And she's still blackballed in certain areas. Is Lee Daniels, Oprah, and Tyler Perry. They produced that movie, Precious. Okay. But Lee Daniels is the more vocal one. And so is Tyler Perry. He's a gatekeeper now. And Oprah's a gatekeeper. They, you know, and it's just like what Geno Jennings is saying. There's nothing secret about God. So you know it's the devil. Somebody trying to hold you back. God don't bound you. God don't bound you. Okay? The devil bound you. So why... why would any sensible black person in Hollywood, and what I mean Hollywood, I mean in entertainment, because Hollywood, LA is a big part of that. Why would they want to be a gatekeeper? Why? Because that's a sellout move to me. That's a sellout move. If you good and you black, I'll get, you know, it's just like with my photography. And even sometimes I take on lesser people and I actually make them better, like LeBron James. I actually make them better. You're an amateur, but I've just made it like you got some experience. You know, I make them better. I wouldn't hate on a person because they have this or this or that. This I learned a long time ago. I can make people better. You know? But Lee Daniels, he only wants to destroy. His, and see, that's the thing about Lee Daniels. Lee Daniels is kind of the, Lee Daniels and Tyler Perry are kind of similar. Because Lee Daniels and Tyler Perry always have cliches in their movies. I remember I saw Tyler Perry, Nobody's Fool. Okay, Nobody's Fool. I'm a black woman. I have to talk white cliche. You know, the young sister, dark skin sister, you know, because she got her ghetto sister come out of jail, right? So, and then her whole character, whole Tiffany Haddish character is a cliche. I'm a ghetto black woman cliche. I'm ghetto. It keeps going. I'm ghetto cliche over and over again. I need a job. I just got a jail. I'm ghetto cliche. You know? So many cliches throughout that movie. Lee Daniels is a little bit harder to spot because of how it's written. But yeah, that is exactly what it is. Oh yeah. But Lee Daniels, Oprah, and Tyler Perry, they are evil. They are evil, evil, like kind time. Evil. Because I'll put any, I want to support black people. If they want to model, I will support black people in that industry. Okay? But I'm not going to, like, eliminate a person, you know. There's been some people that I really didn't like. But I still tried to do the right thing. Because that hurts everybody. Okay? And now Lee Daniels leaves Empire. It hurts himself. He did all that selling out. Keeping people out. Now he's out of the side of the fence. He's like James Brown's wife when he died. She, you know, had all that black. She had that black man. Once he was gone, she was locked out. Same thing. You paint yourself white. And as soon as they found out, they lock you outside the gate. Now you're just a white hoe outside a gate of Fox. I tell you this, I would not support him. I would put him in the same box as Steve Harvey. I would not support Steve Harvey. I would not support Lee Down. I would not support Tyler Perry. I would not support, you know. And the only reason why I went to Nobody's Fool, because I was out of town. I had nothing to do. Hey, let's go to the movie. Because I like movies. Let's see this most, the stupid stuff. Let's see something ignorant. Because this stuff is totally ignorant. And the whole Madea thing. I mean, the whole Madea thing. It's just gay. That's what it is. It's just gay. It's emasculating. It's emasculating. That's what it is. Joe don't got no movies. Okay, he play him, and he play the nephew. I forget what his name is. I mean, Tyler Perry puts out some crazy stuff. I'm just tell you what, Temptation, she good Christian, straightforward girl, has a man she grew up with all her life. She go and find another man because he's exciting. But he has AIDS and he beats women. But you don't find that out until the end. That makes no sense. Why she couldn't tell her husband that? I want more excitement in our lovemaking. That's all she had to say. I want more excitement in our lovemaking. No, she tried to force something upon him. I'm a freak. I'm a thought. Treat me like one. I mean, what the... no communication. Just straight off the path, a narrow and straight path. And these are women. I guess that's an insult to the Christian woman, I guess. Because that's what she was. She grew up in the church. She was off the straight and narrow path, as they say. Okay. Walk by faith, not by sight. But then she saw another man and just went automatically with him because he was more exciting than her husband. But then she got in a lot of trouble. And it's not like she stopped when she got in trouble. She kept going. Okay? He puts out a lot of crazy stuff like that. And, what's the one with the, the lady, she was singing in the choir. I'd never heard this before. This is some crazy stuff. It's crazy when you think about it. Tyler Perry, I forget what movie it was. His wife, he plays, Tyler Perry plays as a man in a Madea movie. And his wife gets hooked on drugs because she's in the choir. And now he won't let his daughter sing in the choir because he believes that she'll get hooked on drugs. That's just crazy to me. That is crazy as hell. Ain't nobody doing that. That is just crazy. Only Tyler Perry can write some stuff like that. Only Tyler Perry. Only Tyler Perry. I haven't watched any Lee Daniels movie. And if I was, I probably wouldn't know his name like that. But I know the stereotypical things. And I've seen Enterprise, and it's... I can't watch stuff like that because I'm too politically correct. And I don't want black people to be selling that image to people who are not... who not black, that don't know that that's not us. I mean, that's not us. Who, what black person is doing this? I have no idea. But back to my point. Tyler Perry and Oprah, and Oprah is the big one. Oprah is not smart. Oprah is a sellout. Oprah is... That's why Whoopi... You never see Whoopi and Oprah in the same... Because they differ on some things. Okay? It's something that happened. And the first person to ever say that was Paul Mooney. He drops dime on this pop culture Hollywood stuff. Okay, but yeah, that is true. Something happened on The Color of Purple. Because you won't see Oprah and you won't see Whoopi together. You still haven't seen that. Okay, they're old. Whoopi got gray in her braid, in her dreads. And Whoopi is a legendary actress. Okay, never had to show any skin. You know, none of that. Whoopi, I respect Oprah for her acting ability, but I respect her for The Color Purple. That's it. And maybe Beloved. And that's it. The rest of that stuff that she writes, no. It's coonery and buffoonery. That's what it is. I'm trying to keep people out of the business. Mike Epps shouldn't have to audition. He should just get the job. If they think that he's the right person for the job, you know? That's all I'm saying. But yeah, man, these gatekeepers are something else. You should try to uplift your people, not try to keep them out.